Lesson 47. 47th lesson. Part 1. Doctor, dentist, and chemist. If you have toothache, you should go to your dentist. He'll examine your teeth, and if the aching tooth is not too far gone, he'll stop it. If it's too bad, he'll take it out. If you don't feel well, you should consult a doctor. If you feel too ill to go to the doctor's, you'll have to send for him. He'll ask you to describe to him the symptoms of your illness. Then he'll feel your pulse, look at your tongue, and examine you thoroughly. Finally, he'll prescribe the treatment and write out a prescription. Doctors' prescriptions are made up by a chemist. At chemist shops, you can also get patent medicines of all kinds. Lotions, tonics, cough mixtures, baby foods, aspirin, pills, ointment, bandages, adhesive plaster, and so on. You can buy razors and razor blades, vacuum flasks, hot water bottles, sponges, toothbrushes and toothpastes, powder puffs, lipsticks, shaving soap and shaving brushes, and 101 other things. If you're interested in photography, you can also get cameras and films at most chemists. They'll develop and print your films for you, too. Some chemists are also qualified opticians, and if your eyesight's faulty, they'll test your eyes and prescribe glasses for you.
Part 2. A visit to the doctor. Well, what's the matter with you, Mr. Walker?
You'd better ask me what is not the matter with me, Doctor. I seem to be suffering from all the illnesses imaginable. Insomnia, headaches, backache, indigestion, constipation, and pains in the stomach. To make things still worse, I've caught a cold, I've got a sore throat, and I'm constantly sneezing and coughing. To crown it all, I had an accident the other day, hurt my right shoulder, leg, and knee, and nearly broke my neck. If I take a long walk, I get short of breath. In fact, I feel more dead than alive.
I'm sorry to hear that. Anyhow, I hope things aren't as bad as you imagine. Let me examine you. Your heart, chest, and lungs seem to be all right. Now open your mouth and show me your tongue. Now breathe in deeply through the nose. There doesn't seem to be anything radically wrong with you, but it's quite clear that you're run down. And if you don't take care of yourself, you may have a nervous breakdown and have to go to hospital. I advise you, first of all, to stop worrying. Take a long rest. Have regular meals. Keep to a diet of salads and fruit and very little meat. Keep off alcohol. If possible, give up smoking, at least for a time. Have this tonic made up and take 2 tablespoonfuls 3 times a day before meals. If you do this, I can promise you full recovery within 2 or 3 months.
And if I don't, Doctor?
Then you'd better make your will if you haven't yet done so.
I see. Well, thank you, Doctor. I shall have to think it over and decide which is the lesser evil, to follow your advice or prepare for a better world.